59 degrees in Kalamazoo. It is 4:08. Jeremy Lawrence here with you, 590 WKZO, as we are here in the second hour of the program, getting ready to chat with you. We've been doing it all last hour, but definitely doing it this hour as well. Talking about the different things that are going on in the news. Lots of things going on. We talked about tail end of last hour, and this was an interesting thing that came out in the news. Just came out today. Fox News reporting that because of Obamacare, because of the way that it's structured, that most people who are wanting to buy at this point will not be able to buy health insurance until the end of the year. Now, we know the Affordable Care Act, the idea was to make health care and health plans, health insurance, and that kind of thing, more affordable and more available to everyone. But what we're dealing with now is, oh, by the way, if you didn't buy by the deadline, too bad, so sad, not going to happen. Because here's what's going on. This is according to John DeVito, president of Flex Benefit. They have 2,500 brokers that deal in this. And they're saying that, he said, quote, it's all closed down. You cannot buy a policy that is a qualified policy for the purpose of the Affordable Care Act until next year on January 1st. So if you suddenly find yourself, okay, I want to go out and buy some insurance, you're not going to be able to do it. And let's face it, there are going to be people in between now and the end of the year that are going to need to be able to do that. Well, according to this, not going to happen. And, of course, Mr. DeVito, backed up by John Goodman of the National Center for Policy Analysis in Dallas, he said people are not going to be able to buy an individual and family policy, and that's part of Obamacare. And what makes it so surprising is the whole point of Obamacare was to encourage people to get insurance, and now the market has been completely closed down for the next 7 months. Basically saying, with a few exceptions, tens of millions of people will be locked out of the health insurance market for the rest of the year. Yeah, that certainly makes it affordable. It's affordable, but we can't give it to you until January. There are some people that, according to Democrats, according to the president that said we all need this, there are people that are going to be shut out because of this plan. And Democrats have said all along, well, okay, well, let's improve it. Let's fix it. But if you've got fundamental holes in it like this, this is the sort of thing that people work out before it even gets passed. But oh, never mind, 2,700 pages later on this bill that no one read before they voted on it, we find out, oops, well, gosh, that's in there. That doesn't work. So now what? And here's the other problem with it. Since we're looking at this in an election year, we're seeing problems with it. Are we going to be able to fix it in the middle of an election year? Probably not. Probably not. Because Republicans, I mean, I think they're focused on the idea of let's get this thing off the books. It's causing trouble. And Democrats are going, no, it's the law of the land. We got to do this. This is the way it is. But it's something that was passed without any bipartisan support whatsoever. In fact, it took efforts just to get all the Democrats on board, lest we forget the Cornhusker kickback, the Louisiana Purchase, the things that were put there just specifically to get the votes of those senators to sign on and say, yes, I'll vote for it. Now, there's other things going on, and we mentioned earlier that it was going to be a problem as we dig into this a little further when employers start having to deal with this. Well, this came out, this was, I believe, last week. This came out, and it says, according to a new survey, the American Health Policy Institute put this together, a confidential survey of 100 large employees with 10,000 or more employees. What kind of cost do they expect to incur from Obamacare over the next decade? Well, they're going to go up. costs are going to go up. They said total cost of Obamacare to all large American employers is estimated to be from $151 billion to $186 billion. Now, this was on a program that was not going to add a dime to the deficit, was actually going to make our health costs go down. Everything was going to go down. We were going to have peace, love, and flowers and peace everywhere, and everyone's happy. Well, obviously, that didn't happen. Basically, what they're saying in this particular study, they're saying it's going to cost companies between $4,800 and $5,900 more per employee, adding hundreds of million dollars to overhead. Now, let's go into this. Let's dig into this a little bit deeper. If it costs a company more in overhead, that kind of money, they're going to have to do a couple of different things. They're going to have to first look at, well, okay, how can we get some more income to cover this? Now, with some of this, they're going to say, okay, more costs. Well, we're just going to have to pass it along to the employees. And that is one way of doing it. But guess what? That means it's going to cost people more money for their insurance. Of course. The other part of it, the company would have to increase the amount of money that comes in. How do you do that? Increase sales or increase prices on things? And we've talked about that. When you increase costs for a company, a lot of these companies, there'll be some companies that will legitimately say, all right, we'll eat the costs and we'll move on. But there's going to be a lot more companies that are going to go, we can't eat the costs. The profit margin is not that huge. We need to be able to do something about this to be able to afford it. And then the other way to afford it is the way that nobody wants to talk about, particularly coming out of the economy that we've had, and that is, dun-da-da-da, yes, you got it, cutting employees. That's not something that is fun for anybody to think about, is this idea that, people might end up losing their jobs over this. But people have already. People have already lost jobs, lost hours, lost wages just simply because of this plan that we were told by the Speaker of the House at the time, Nancy Pelosi, well, we need to pass it just to find out what's in it. And I've said time and again that, you know what? Mrs. Pelosi needs to figure out that there is another great way to find out what's in it. It's by sitting down and actually reading it before you do anything. You might figure it out at that point. One count I read said that it ended up being 2,700 pages before it was all said and done. And it really was not out there long enough to be read. Honestly, I'm not even sure the people that wrote it know what in the world's in it. Because there's so many pages to this thing. And we're seeing the response to all of this. Now, I want to get your opinion on all of this as well. Because as this comes out, maybe that changes your view on it a little bit. So give us a call. Let us know what you think. 382-4280. 877-382-4280. Or you could text us 80373 and share your insights with us so that we can chat with you about it, talk about some of the different things. And the other parts of it, what kind of alternatives do we need to get to be able to say, all right, we need to find something that works? Because when you break it down, that's the bottom line. It's less about, well, we need to get this thing repealed, and more about, okay, well, if we're going to repeal this thing, we need to have a plan that'll work better. And I guess that's the one thing where we can say, well, it's good to see what in the world this thing did, because now we know what not to do in the plan. And there are some interesting ideas out there, but I'd love to get yours as well, what you think needs to be done with this. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 80373 via text. Let's head over to the phones. We've got Roger on the line. Hello, Roger. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing just fine.
Hey, I was just commenting about your the March deadline and not being able to sign up for insurance now. Mm-hmm. for the Affordable Care Act. You know, I myself am really opposed to the Obamacare, but the March deadline makes sense because it's just like a employer's open enrollment period. Mm-hmm. So you can't just sign up, you know, oh, crap, you know, my house is burning down. Let me get insurance real quick.
Well, you know, and I hear you on that, but at the same time, you know, there are going to be some people that over the course of this year are going to be thrown into a situation of suddenly they don't have health care. And I'm wondering if we couldn't have some sort of a, you know, steps onto it. It's like, well, okay, yeah, I'll pay the penalty for a couple of months and sign on, you know, or something of that nature. There's got to be a solution here that works for people instead of just saying, well, too bad, so sad, sucks being you.
If I read an article earlier in the week about, I thought there was stuff in there saying that if you were laid off or unemployed during the period, you can still use, you can still sign up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, or, you know,
and that might very well
event.
Be. That might very well be. And I know that, you know, with most employers, there's what they call COBRA coverage to get you through. The problem with COBRA coverage is it's usually prohibitively expensive.
Yeah, it would be for me.
I know I dealt with that, I think it was a couple of years ago, and COBRA coverage, I just kind of looked at it, had a good laugh, and moved on with my life. Because there was just no way to be able to pay for it at that point, which is what a lot of people would face.
Yeah, for me, it'd be more economical just to pay out of pocket than COBRA.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, certainly. But, I guess ultimately, I'm wondering, you know, looking at the problems we've had with this thing, I'm thinking, you know, maybe it's time to start looking at alternatives that would work instead of what we've dealt with on this.
I couldn't agree more.
Any ideas you might have, just out of curiosity?
Oh, not really.
Okay.
That's too complicated for me.
Let the sharper minds dig into it, I guess.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Roger, appreciate your call today. Thanks for phoning in. Appreciate it. And, you know, I think there are some smarter minds out there. One thing that we have talked about on this program, we've talked about it before, we've not dug into it recently. And one thing that you hear from people who are supporters of Obamacare, and, you know, they all talk about, well, you know, now we've got people that up to age 26 can be on their parents' plan. And, well, now we've got this situation where people with pre-existing conditions would be able to buy health insurance. Okay, yeah, that stuff is popular, that stuff is good. And we've had that discussion here. But one thing that I think any plan that you look at as an alternative needs to be something that takes that in. One of the things that they're talking about, there is something called the 2017 Project. And the 2017 Project, you can find that 2017-2017project.org. And they talk about an alternative to Obamacare. Basically, the idea, it says, it would solve three core problems called out for real reform even before Democrats passed Obamacare: getting more people insured, dealing with the problem of pre-existing conditions, and lowering costs. One thing that this plan would not do, and already I'm intrigued by it just by looking at it, this particular plan would not force anyone to buy anything. There wouldn't be a reduction in the tax break for employer-based insurance. In fact, what there would be is tax breaks for people who buy on the individual market. You know, right now we've got, okay, Obamacare, you got to do it on the exchange, but there will be subsidies there. But if you don't do it through the exchange, if you do it privately, well, so sad for you. It's not there for you. You got to do it this way or no way at all. In this case, the idea is there would be a tax credit that would go to people, and it would be graduated for people at certain age groups. Value of the tax credit, they're saying, would be $1,200 for those under 35 years of age, $2,100 for those between 35 and 50, and $3,000 for those 50 and over. And there would be a $900 credit per child that goes into this. These are things that people would be able to use, not because they bought through the exchange, but because they were able to shop and find a plan that they liked and find something that they could dig into and say, yes, this addresses what I want. This addresses the thing that I need you know, let's face it, one size fits all is not going to solve problems when it comes to health insurance. One size fits all just does not do it. You need something a little bit different. So, and I think this kind of thing, it just simply says, all right, tax credits for people to buy what works for them versus what works for that average person that they put there in the middle that really doesn't exist. You know, they always have these case studies. Well, that would be insurance that would serve Rebecca or whatever the name is that they choose for this fake person that they put as their case study. But let's face it, people are different. Your needs are different from my needs. My needs are different from her needs and his needs. And that's the difference. People need to be able to choose their own coverage, their own plans, and get the tax credits to be able to do it. Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't necessarily be a subsidy per se, but it would be something that employers already get, but individuals would get. And I guess I ultimately like the idea that it says, you know what? If you don't want to buy health insurance, it's your business. Because I don't think it's up to the government to say, we know better than you do what you need. You need health insurance. We know that and you don't. So guess what? If you don't get it, there will be a fine. I like a plan better that gives me the option. Now, if I've got a personal option, I'm going to buy coverage because it's something important to me. But that's my personal choice and not the choice that's going to work for everybody. Get your thoughts on this, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 80373. If you'd like to text us with your thoughts on this, and we head over to the phones right now and chat with Jerry at Schoolcraft. Hi, Jerry. Welcome to the program.
Hey, so just a general comment about, you know, the whole health care and every, you know, everyone complains about costs.
Mm-hmm.
Really good way to rein that in and rein taxes in and all that. Not taking it out of your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of CAFE, you know, where everything comes out, pre-tax and all that. When you actually have to write the check for your taxes quarterly or mm-hmm. write the check for your insurance monthly, you start shopping around. You really pay attention to what is going on with your money.
Mm-hmm.
When it's all coming out beforehand, you're just like, all right, it goes there, whatever. I get the coverage I need.
Mm-hmm.
When you're sitting there and actually having to write a check for $300 a month, you go, am I really getting my money's worth out of this or not?
You know, and I think you make a great point. I've thought that for a long time, that, you know, the idea that you got to write a check quarterly for those taxes, great idea, because I think you'd see taxes lowered in this country pretty quickly after that.
Well, everyone would demand where the money's going.
Mm-hmm.
What am I
actually... Okay, Jerry, you still there with us?
For a year.
Okay.
Well, what did you just spend it on?
No, I hear you there. You broke up a little bit there, Jerry, but I think I get the spirit of what you're saying there. And I think the other thing, when you look at health care, you know, I've been part of plans before where it's been something where they say, well, you know what, if you shop around and get cheaper prices for things, your benefits actually increase. And that kind of thing encourages people to shop around a little bit as well. I'm all for that kind of thing. But, you know, I think that's the kind of case where, yeah, we need to encourage people to shop around to find what works for them. And let's face it, we're all good bargain shoppers enough to be able to say, you know what, if I got a little more of my money in my pocket, I could buy other things that I need throughout the year.
And insurance companies will adjust very quickly to the market.
There you go.
If people are not willing to say for a family of four spend more than $300 a month on average, then they're going to drop their plans to get the same coverage real quick, and they're going to have to start working with doctors in order to get costs under control.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Jerry, I got to run. I'm on top of a break. Thanks for your call today. And we continue on with the program. Going to still talk health care. If you're on the phone, stay with us. We'll get to you. Come on. 60 degrees in Kalamazoo. It is 429. Jeremy Lawrence here with you. Go straight to the phones where Jeff is standing by. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Afternoon, Jeremy. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Well, I was just wondering where the you said that the average
employer is going to pay an extra $4,000 to $5,000 per year per employee.
Says per employee, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the cost is only going up 10% to 12%, like you said in your little deal there.
Mm-hmm.
Means that the employer's paying $40,000 a year per person. I don't know what kind of insurance they're buying, but I mean, I pay a pretty hefty insurance bill, and mine's about $14,000 a year.
It's worth bringing up because there's, you know, these surveys, there are a lot of different things out there. So I think it's worth questioning if that's what you're doing.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm questioning. I don't tend to listen to Fox News. They kind of look on the Chicken Little side of things to me. But that being said, I don't know. I think there's definitely room for improvement. And I think what it is that you're not able to – you're still able to buy health care insurance, but you're not able to buy under this plan because this plan has conditions like
Sure. Jeff, I got to run. I'm on top of the news. Thanks for your call.
Right. Yep. Bye.
It is 60 degrees in Kalamazoo. My name is Jeremy Lawrence, and you're listening to 590 WKZO. And this particular portion of the program is brought to you by Lake Michigan Credit Union, the best place for your money. Learn more at lmcu.org. One thing that we brought up earlier in the show, and we told you that this was coming, but if you're joining us and you hadn't heard that, well, you're still in for a good thing because right now, I want to give away some movie tickets. Now, this is not movie tickets for just anything, but this is movie tickets for a little movie called Oculus. Now, this is an R-rated movie, so this is not something for the kids or anything like that. This is in the horror genre, as it were. And the kind of, you know, you're not seeing, I think the only name person that I see in this particular movie, Katie Sackhoff, who was, if you know, the reimagined Battlestar Galactica, she was a part of that. She's in this movie along with a few other people. But this is one of those that if you are into the horror movies and like kind of the horror mystery thriller kind of things, Oculus, and you'll be able to see it at Celebration Cinema in Portage, a great place to see a movie. And you know what? You can do it with, how about this? Three of your friends. So four of you get to go to the movie. You get to be the hero of the weekend because this one comes out Friday. So you'll be able to go see that with your friends. And all you have to do is two things. Two things that you have to do. First of all, you have to be caller number 6. Secondly, you have to be really nice to Derek when he answers the phone. So if you're not nice to him, he gets to throw you off the phone right now. That's just that's my little gift to you, Derek.
Thank you so much.
They got to be nice to him. So be nice to Derek and give us a call. Call number 6, the winner of these tickets, at 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. And you and three of your friends will get the opportunity to see Oculus. It's coming out this weekend. Sounds interesting. Saw the preview. It's a little different. It's kind of one of those things that where you don't quite know what's going on and you want to know more. You really do. So Oculus, 4 tickets right now. Call out number 6, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. And who knows, maybe you could be the winner of those tickets for that particular movie. Well, we've been talking a little bit about Obamacare and, you know, one thing. And I think at least with some legitimacy, those that support Obamacare have said, great, what's your plan, to Republicans? And I think some of this is that Republicans didn't really have a plan, but I think some of it, too, is there are some that have a plan that they're just not getting the word out there about what alternatives are out there for people to be able to sign on with and and carry out instead of what we've got now, which is the Affordable Care Act, or as some people call it, the Unaffordable Care Act, because the costs have been so high. You know, they wanted to bring the costs down, and that's important. It's important to do that. So I want to go into this, dig into it a little bit, and get your thoughts on it as we continue ahead. But I'm seeing activity across from me. Derek is telling me, yes, indeed, someone has won these tickets. So, Derek, who is it that gets to go take their friends to the movies?
Lucky winner is D from Portage.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. So D gets to go see Oculus. This is one of those movies. You want to see the preview for this one before you go check it out.
Oh, I've seen it, and I really want to see the movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're going to be heading out for that thing.
Oh, yeah.
It looked different to me than just your average slasher movie.
Yeah, it looked like a real thinker.
Yeah, which, you know, if I'm going to watch that sort of thing, that's what I want to see, is something that makes me dig in and go, all right, where's this coming from? What's going on?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, it looks forward to that. And also, in case you're wondering, yeah, I still do have tickets for this if you missed out on it, but not going to give them away today. But we will give away, I believe I've got a pair left for those. We'll go ahead and give those away tomorrow, so you can look forward to that. Plus, I'll tell you what, it's a weekend for movies, because not only is Draft Day coming out, and we gave away tickets for those earlier in the week, but Oculus is coming out, and Rio 2. Yeah, the sequel for that thing is coming out, too. So we've got some tickets for that later in the week, in case you are wondering, hey, am I going to get to go to the movies? Well, maybe. You just have to keep tuned here and find out when we give those away. I wanted to get back to this, though, because as we've talked about Obamacare, and some people have said, all right, what's your alternative? Well, I'll tell you what the alternative is. This was something William Kristol, he's with the Weekly Standard. You've probably seen him on Fox News. You've seen him various places. He's bringing some attention to this particular plan. It's the 2017 Project. And the idea is bringing an end to Obamacare and replacing it with something that would take care of some of the things that you need to in this. Basically saying, and take care of pre-existing conditions, would get more people insured and lower costs. Because let's face it, what has Obamacare done? Well, it's sort of gotten more people insured at the expense of dropping policies. It has dealt with the problem of pre-existing conditions. But rather than lower costs, it's raised costs for just about everyone. Now, I think the one thing for an awful lot of people, and I'm one of those people that feels like, you know what, I don't want the government telling me that I have to buy health insurance. Now, I would buy it personally, but I don't want the government saying, you know what, you have the audacity of drawing breath, therefore, you got to buy it. I'd rather be able to have the freedom to say, you know what, I'm going to buy it, or if I feel like I don't need it, I'm not going to buy it. And yes, there's risks involved there, but you've got to be able to take that upon yourself and say, okay, all right, you know what? I will take the risk, because there are some people that are going to say, you know what? I'm healthy. I don't need this. And that's what part of this project does, the 2017 Project. It addresses some of that. And it talks about ways to give people tax credits to help them afford health care as well. And that sort of thing would help people, middle class, and some of the poorer people that need insurance. These are the things that would help people. But it's, in my mind, it's part of the solution to be able to look at ways to get private industry and have market-based ideas that come out with a solution, rather than saying, all right, well, everybody's going to buy it, and they got to do it through this, and government, government, government. Because I don't think government, government, government is the answer for much of anything these days. What do you think? 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Text us at 80373 with your thoughts as well, and we will share some of those along the way. Let's go to Stephen, who's on the line right now. Hi, Stephen. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Supposedly, all these people that our governor's putting on Medicare, isn't that part of Obamacare?
That's my understanding of it, yes.
What were these people doing before then?
That's a good question. Chances are they were just going to the emergency room for care.
And who pays for the emergency work?
Well, you seem to know the answer, so why don't you tell me?
We do.
Yes.
So we're going to save some money there.
Well,
that's all I got to say.
Well, and are you saying that about our current situation or about what we've been talking about here?
What you're talking about sounds great, but mm-hmm. if you remember, it took to get the present Obamacare through Congress.
Yes.
Or are we in a reality where you think, oh, this is a great idea, we're going to go into there and we'll keep this, but we'll cut this, but we'll keep this, but we'll do it this way. Now you don't have to, so if you get sick and go into cancer stuff, you have the right to have everybody else pay for what you just had. Because you decide not
to go in. That's something that, I mean, you're taking this thing and saying, well, that's going to happen to people. Well, yeah, it'll happen to some people, but not everybody. And ultimately, if you're the one that makes the choice that, you know what, I don't really need health care right now, then that choice is on you. And guess what? There's going to be some financial implications for that.
What? Same obligations we had when people walked in emergency wards?
Well, you think if somebody has some issues where they need some health care that they're not going to be expected to pay for at least some of that? I think you can at least ask that of people.
I don't think so. I don't think that happens.
Okay, so in other words, you're okay with giving handouts to people and having the government
not
in charge
a
of
handout.
It? Well, the part of it is,
we're
though. I mean,
finally getting the records so you can get the records you have with one doctor. When you're out in California, that's part of the program. That's going to cut costs. Of course, the insurance companies were raising money on everything. They're, you know, it was a big, oh, this is going to happen. It's going to cost money. Let's move everything up in charges.
Okay, but here's the thing. One of the things that we were promised with the Affordable Care Act was the idea that costs were going to go down for every family in America. And they didn't. They've gone up for everybody.
And where are the costs coming from?
Where are the costs coming from? From new regulations. That's part of it.
You mean the insurance companies have nothing about do with this?
Well, certainly insurance companies have something to do with this. But if you've got more regulations, you've got more things that people have to be able to do. I mean, let's look at, you talk about insurance companies, but yeah, they've got to be able to lay out a plan that covers everybody. And then everybody buys it instead of saying, all right, you know what? You personally don't need maternity care, but you might need a prostate exam. So you know what? Your policy is this, while this person over here needs this kind of policy. We don't have that. We have a one-size-fits-all thing, which, guess what? One-size-fits-nobody.
Well, one-size-fits-all is for the people that go with that program. You can have your regular insurance and not go with that program.
Tell that to the people that had their insurance canceled.
Who canceled it?
Well, and we go
not
back
Obamacare.
To the we got what absolutely it was Obamacare because there were things in those policies that didn't conform to the Affordable Care Act, and so the company said we can't offer it anymore. And people were promised that those plans were going to be able to stay in place. If you like it, you can keep it. Big lie. I guess Stephen has nothing else to say at this point. So thank you for your call. It really comes down to that. You talk about, well, let's blame the insurance companies. But you know what? They do these things in reaction to something. You can't just sit there and say, we'll pass this big, wonderful thing. And you know what? There were insurance companies that were on board with this idea. There were insurance companies that liked this idea. You want to blame people for something? Let's look at the people that decided, all right, let's pass this plan to begin with, instead of saying, you know what? It's the insurance companies, the evil insurance companies. How dare they want to make money? Well, guess what? You know what? They're kind of a for-profit business, at least some of them. I want them to make money, but I want them to serve customers effectively, too. They're not able to do that with Obamacare. That's not part of the mix. And guess what? That means more money that people have to lay out. Those costs are going to go somewhere, and it's not going to go out of profit margins. It's going to go out of our pockets. It's the bottom line. We continue ahead with the program. We'll chat with you as well if you'd like to comment on what the last caller said or anything I've said. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 80373 via text. Program continues. Jeremy Lawrence here at 590 WKZO. 60 degrees. It's 4:58. 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence here with you the afternoon. You know, I think this is the one thing. I mean, I can point this out and just say, you know what? This is one of those things that I have devoted myself to. The idea of digging a little deeper. Digging a little deeper than just one or two things you hear, sound bites. I mean, you hear a lot of good sound bites, and let's take care of this and let's take care of that. But the bottom line is that if you got something that doesn't work for the majority and it only helps a couple people, there's got to be ways to do things a little better. And that's what I'm thinking about. You know, it's the whole idea is solutions, not just complaining that the other problem didn't, you know, the other thing didn't solve the problem. That's what it all breaks down to. So look into it. 2017project.org. Going to do it for the program today. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Be sure you stick around for us. Hey, news coming up.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.